Welcome to episode 387 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jesus said to his disciples, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake, he will save it." While Jesus is primarily referring to a figurative cross of suffering that all disciples are required to carry, some saints took it a step further and literally carried a cross to their own crucifixion. They did so willingly, knowing that to die a martyr on a cross was to unite themselves completely to the sacrifice of Jesus. These saints were confident that Jesus would say similar words to them as he said to the faithful thief, "Truly I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise." In today's top 10 list, we will examine Christian martyrdom. Note that some of what we will share may be unsuitable for some listeners.
Today's top 10 list.
10 experiences of Christian martyrdom on the cross.
Number 1.
Philip the Apostle, who was born at Bethsaida in Galilee and was the first called by the name of disciple, is said to have preached in Greece, Phrygia, part of modern-day Turkey, and Syria. Through his ministry, the wife of the proconsul of the city Hierapolis converted to Christianity. This enraged her husband, who had Philip and his companions tortured. Philip was supposedly crucified upside down and preached from his cross.
Number 2.
Often identified as the Apostle Nathanael, St. Bartholomew was one of the 12 apostles that followed Jesus. He is mentioned in the Gospel of John as being introduced to Jesus by Philip. After Christ had been resurrected, Bartholomew went to preach in India and Armenia. According to non-canonical accounts, Bartholomew managed to convert Polemius, the king of Armenia, to Christianity. As a punishment for this, Polemius's brother ordered Bartholomew's execution. It is said that he was first skinned alive and then crucified upside down and left to die in excruciating pain. In The Last Judgment, a fresco by the Italian Renaissance painter Michelangelo, covering the whole altar wall of the Sistine Chapel in Vatican City, Bartholomew is depicted holding his own skin in his hand.
Number 3.
The execution of the Apostle Peter was ordered by the Roman Emperor Nero, who blamed the city's Christians for a terrible fire that had ravaged Rome. Peter requested to be crucified upside down as he felt unworthy to die in the same manner as his Lord. This upside down cross has come to be known as a symbol of humility.
Number 4.
The Apostle Andrew, Peter's brother, was crucified in Edessa, Turkey, on a cross with two ends affixed to the ground. It has become known as the St. Andrew's Cross.
Number 5.
Jude, the brother of Jesus, who was commonly called Thaddeus, was crucified at Edessa, Turkey, in AD 72.
Number 6.
Simon the Zealot preached the gospel in Mauritania and even in Britain, and it was in this latter country that he was reportedly crucified in AD 74.
Number 7.
The early Christian church was subject to several waves of persecution. The first of these waves was unleashed by Emperor Nero. The second was orchestrated by Emperor Domitian, who is said to have been naturally inclined to cruelty. He apparently killed his brother and several Roman senators. He then turned his wrath on Christians and Jews. It is alleged that among the numerous martyrs who suffered during this persecution was the Apostle John, who was boiled in oil and then afterward banished to the Isle of Patmos, where he wrote the Book of Revelation. John's life was miraculously spared, not so for Simeon, Bishop of Jerusalem, who was crucified.
Number 8.
Domitian was succeeded by Emperor Nerva, who provided a brief respite for suffering Christians. Still, he only reigned 13 months. His successor, Trajan, in the 10th year of his reign, AD 108, began the third wave of persecutions. His successor, Adrian, continued in the same vein. During his reign, on Mount Ararat in Turkey, many were crucified, crowned with thorns, and had spears run into their sides, in imitation of what Jesus had suffered.
Number 9.
A man named Timothy was the son of a priest in 3rd century Egypt. Raised in the church, he became a lector, which was like a subdeacon or acolyte that entailed more than just reading. He spent his evenings reading to the people of his village and preaching the gospel, as well as keeping the holy scriptures and liturgical books safe in his home during the persecutions of Diocletian. In the year 286, Timothy married a pious 17-year-old woman named Mara, and the two began a life of prayer and Christian witness together. When Timothy and Mara had been married for only 20 days, the lector was denounced as a Christian and a keeper of the holy books. His captors, on the authority of Diocletian himself, demanded that Timothy surrender the books of Scripture to them. Timothy refused, saying that he would no more do so than a father would hand over his own children to death. Timothy had white-hot irons shoved in his ears. He was blinded and his eyelids cut off. He was hung upside down with a stone around his neck. He would not budge. Eventually, both Timothy and his wife were crucified near each other.
Number 10.
By the 16th century, Christianity in Japan was a relatively small but growing religion, with estimates of around 300,000 Catholics in the country. The shogunate, the military dictatorship, was worried about colonialism from Christian European powers and the increasing influence of Catholic priests. By the late 16th century, the government began persecuting Christians in Japan and banned the religion. In 1596, a Spanish ship was shipwrecked on a Japanese island. The local ruler seized the treasures of the ship. It is alleged that the captain of the ship suggested it was the policy of the Spanish Empire to infiltrate countries with Christian missionaries before taking over. This exchange was reported to the Japanese shogun, Toyotomi Hideyoshi, who reacted with fury as it confirmed his suspicions about a Christian threat. Hideyoshi ordered missionaries in Japan to be executed. 26 Catholics, 6 Franciscan friars, 17 Japanese Franciscan tertiaries, and 3 Japanese Jesuits were taken from Kyoto to Nagasaki and executed via crucifixion on February 5th, 1597. Crucifixion was not the only way in which Christians were martyred. Hebrews 11 verses 35 to 37, some were tortured, refusing to accept release, so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with a sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated. When we press into knowing God personally and truly begin living for Christ, we will become targets for those who hate God. We may not die for our faith, but we are not promised a life that will be free of suffering. But while the spiritual battle is real and the trials may be inevitable, so too are the rewards. We serve a real God who really loves us, who was really willing to die for us, and who really rewards us for standing for him. Father, thank you for the many faithful Christians who have loved you more than they love their own lives. Give us the courage and the strength to stand up for you no matter what. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.